Welcome to Pixar Planet's Cars Commentary. My name is Hannah, also known as Hannimation on the forums.
My name is Peter, also known as QuickSnixamy on the forums.
And my name is David, also known as Totoro on the forums.
To synchronize this commentary with your DVD, pause the video when Luxo Jr. in the Pixar logo lifts his head and is looking at you, and when I say play, click play. 3, 2, 1. Play.
There were two major sources of inspiration for this movie, and one of them was naturally The World of Racing, and the other was Divided Highways, which is a documentary on the interstate highway system and how it affected American culture. It's kind of like two worlds you don't think would really be combined, but it works out really well in this movie.
I think that movie has probably one of the most impressive intro sequences I've ever seen. I guess most action movies would die to have a finale that's as adrenaline-packed as this intro here.
Mm-hmm. A senior Pixar staff did a lot of research on racing, so they made sure they got the track and the feel of the races exactly how it is in real life.
I remember on the audio commentary, which is unfortunately only on the Blu-ray version, I think said that at least one of the racetracks is pretty much based on a real racetrack. It looks almost the same the layout of the track, but I don't remember, unfortunately, which track that was. Lightning McQueen is named after a Pixar animator, Glenn McQueen, who had sadly passed away during the early stages of production of this film. One thing which I really love about this crest in, here is the sound design. I've never seen a scene in the movie that makes use of the surround speakers as good as this scene. It sounds really as if you're really in the center of all the wreckage and everything.
Yeah, that's really neat. I like the point of view they shot it from, too. Having the camera kind of right there, like if you're, you know, racing with them.
It just looks so totally over the top here. If you look really close in the sequence, you'll be able to see here the car with the number 84, or the I car with the Apple logo. And number 84 is, of course, for the year 1984, in which the first Mac was introduced.
Normally, the tires take about as much time as the gas. In the pit stop, or the tires take even less time, so that's one of the film's small inaccuracies.
I'd rather say a very arrogant Lightning McQueen.
Yeah.
He's really not the most nicest kind of guys you could imagine at the beginning of the movie, but there's quite a journey ahead of him, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you caught the name of the magazines in the sequence, because it goes by real fast. If you pause there, you see the first is called Vanity Plates, which is a parody on Vanity Fair. Then the second is InDrive. I don't know what's the real life counterpart of that one is, though. And then the last, Rolling Tire, instead of Rolling Stone. The license plate of this rusty car, Evil, is a reference to Emeryville, the site of Pixar Animation Studios. There's also another reference coming up later at the end of the film, before the second race. I think one of the biggest technical challenges for this film was getting all the reflections right. On earlier movies, they could often cheat a bit and not use real reflections with ray tracing, which is really expensive in terms of the amount of hardware you need processing power for the rendering. But on this, they just had to do it because they couldn't get the look convincing any other way. And I think it really paid off because the cars look absolutely realistic, even with this kind of comic-y character design.
And the need to use ray tracing led them to make larger, more powerful improvements on their render farm. And I believe Ed Catmull joked that they had more power than NASA.
The birds from the Pixar short For the Birds, which is for a fraction of a second. It's really hard to see, but on some of the trucks, you can see there's some reference to earlier Pixar movies. For example, there's Inc., a reference to Monsters, Inc., or FN for Finding Nemo. And I think there are a couple of others as well. I just love the idea of that story. Yeah. Such a contrast to the hip hop tune they played earlier. That was the first A113 inside joke. This recycled batteries logo was, I think, drawn by the kids of some of the Pixar staff. This was also mentioned on the Blu-ray commentary, if I remember correctly. Welcome to Nowhere Land. Beatles. The same car model as Stanley also appeared in this short film Bound In for the first time. Which was, I think, shown together with The Incredibles. One of my favorite lines from the movie.
Amazing how much damage he can do in such a short amount of time.
Jay Limo show, and they even got Jay Leno to do the voice. But I don't think that was Arnold Schwarzenegger's real voice. But it sounded quite convincing, I would say. Actually, even Wivel wrote that intact, pretty much nobody probably came to the town anyway, so I don't really know why any of them is still in business.
Pixar had to create pretty vast scenes for this movie, and the Radiator Springs set contains 500,000 sagebrush plants. The bumper sticker is similar to the sticker that Buzz Lightyear had on the port in Toy Story 2.
I wonder, what kind of plane made those tire track patterns in the clouds?
They do have some planes in this film, of course. At the end, these three jets and one biplane, I think. But I don't think that they make these weird tire tracks.
Andrew's license plate number also holds the 811's license number.
His teeth look a bit like Stanley's teeth. So I don't know if they're related or something. here with Pixar's take on one of the most famous urban legends, cow tipping, in this case tractor tipping. Oh, that will literally give Lightning McQueen quite a nightmare.
The late Joe Ramp would always find one scene in a movie that he would do first. And this coming up scene right here where Mater drives backwards and then calls Lightning McQueen his best friend, that was Joe's diamond in the rough for Cars. And John Lasseter said it was also the scene in the movie that represented him the best.
Like an ET. pictures are really funny. The cone-shaped Eiffel Tower or cone-shaped Stonehenge.
Mm-hmm.
Other famous sites.
Pixar did such a great job with the environment. Like, it's really believable.
Monsters, Inc., there are some backgrounds where you really see that it's just a matte painting, but here you can really can see where a matte painting begins and the real 3D models. and it's all completely seamless and looks really incredibly beautiful. This song was nominated for an Academy Award, but like the movie itself, it didn't win, unfortunately.
The Lightyear racing tires that Lightning McQueen has is named after Buzz Lightyear.
In this scene, they actually forgot to put the spoiler on Lightning McQueen, but they liked it so much that they kept the scene that way. Oh, and there's the Pixar Planet truck and Elvis again. Yeah, Emery will. They actually changed the character of Mario Andretti in some of the international versions because he's not so well known outside the United States. In Germany, they used Mika Häkkinen, I think Finnish or Swedish Formula One driver is quite well known here.
Those flamingos there are a reference to Pixar short film Knick Knack.
This purple car right here is the only child car in the entire movie. All of the rest of the cars are adults. Max's headset disappears in this shot and then reappears in the next one.
This is one of my favorite parts of the movie. It shows just how much McQueen has changed.
According to John Lasseter, they made the first scene a night race, and then this is a day race just to show how the character of Lightning McQueen has changed from the beginning to the end of the movie. I think Michael Schumacher did the voice in several of the dubs, not only for the English and the German one, also for Italian and I think a couple of other languages. I just saw one of the voice of one of the twins is actually Lisa Knight, who also voiced Eve and Wally. That's a real nice idea.
Mm-hmm.
These from the old films with cars. And poking fun at Pixar's good luck charm, John Ratzenberg.
Yeah.
Abominable snowplow. Even if you don't lose your wilderness explorer, otherwise GPS, you can still get lost pretty well.
Looks like the flip car.